Bulls track.
Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good morning, Patriots around the country and around the world, wherever you all are tuning in from. I really appreciate you taking the time to spend your morning, afternoon, or evening with the You Made It Political team. We have a very, very epic show for you guys all today. But first, let's just discuss the fact that California is now underway with the Governor Newsom recall election. California residents are going to the polls. They've been sending in their mail-in ballots for days now, which, to be honest, I completely hate. I'm against this mail-in ballot nonsense. It drives me freaking crazy knowing that there is definitely going to be a tremendous amount of fraud attached to these godforsaken mail-in ballots. So I wish California the best of luck as millions go to the polls today to get rid of what I consider to be one of the most disastrous governors in American history, next to Governor Cuomo, obviously. So good luck, California. We'll be praying for you that we can get this guy out of office and get somebody like Larry Elder in, who appreciates our freedom of speech, our Second Amendment rights, who appreciates the Constitution. Because I'm telling you right now, guys, we have got to get rid of these tyrannical governors all over the country. We have got to vote them out. And we have to remember, come 2022, we do the same for senators, congressmen and women, and ultimately the president of the United States in 2024. Today, we're going to start our show off with a huge, huge win, over in the UK. Our good friends across the pond have decided not to move forward with vaccine passports. Finally, I'm starting to semi-like Boris Johnson, UK Prime Minister, a little bit again. I mean, he's really taken the UK for a ride as far as the Brexit situation, the COVID coronavirus pandemic, the vaccine passports, the children in school masking them. But you know, At the end of the day, I really do have a lot more respect for Boris Johnson than I do Joe Biden, obviously. I mean, it doesn't take much to have more respect for pretty much a rock than Joe Biden. But Boris Johnson continues to amaze me and or kind of surprise me in the sense that he ultimately does the right thing for the people. He actually listens to the people. He does. I will give him that. I got to give these guys credit where credit's due. He does listen to the people. And the one thing that he's done is he's gone against the vaccine mandate. So UK eliminates the vaccine passport plan amid mounting discrimination lawsuits, Right Side Broadcasting Network report. So huge win for our friends across the pond. Boris Johnson has decided that, you know what, I don't like the direction this is headed. I don't like the fact that lawsuits are mounting, pressures mounting against the UK government. And I think it's just a matter of time before we see the same thing here in the United States. I think it's a matter of time before we see so much pushback from not only Republican states, but also Democratic states. Listen, this is not a political issue. This is a health issue. And I do think that Democrats are going to start standing up also against the tyranny here in the United States of America. And we're going to start to see a lot more pushback. Well, the UK is a good indication that it's coming. Big win over there. Big win in the fact that the UK has now eliminated, completely eliminated, scratched it, ditched it, like it's done. There's nothing more to even discuss here. They have eliminated the vaccine passport plan amid mounting discrimination lawsuits. So what exactly has happened here? What have they done? Well, after months of fiery debate on both sides of the political aisle in the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is scaling back his original plan for COVID-19 vaccine passports. The UK Health Secretary Saeed Javid said during a Sunday episode of the Andrew Marr Show that he never liked the idea of saying to people, you must show your papers to do what he says is an everyday activity. Thank God there are people like UK Health Secretary Saeed Javid that have half a brain cell left in their political little minds. Thank God we have people like him who are saying, you know what? This just doesn't make sense. I'm not okay with it. I'm not comfortable with it. And he's now supporting the elimination of the vaccine passport. He then goes on to say, listen, guys, we just shouldn't be doing things for the sake of it because others are doing, and we should look at every possible intervention properly. He continued. Javid was pleased to announce that the UK will not be moving forward. For those of you who are just joining us, the UK will not be moving forward with the vaccine passports, he told BBC. He also mentioned on the show that he is not participating or anticipating any more lockdowns, although he wouldn't rule out the possibility. At least now he's not anticipating any of them. Instead of enforcing vaccine passports, the UK will renew its push for vaccinations. That's fine. Listen, I have no problem with that. I really don't. I have no problem with any government recommending or suggesting the vaccine. That's fine. The health departments have every right to recommend it. They have every right to suggest it. Governments can back those health departments up and say, listen, guys, please take this thing seriously. They're recommending it. Maybe we should listen. They are experts. But you know what? If you don't want to listen, that's fine. It is a free country after all. Even the UK is kind of a free country. And I say kind of because they have a few issues with their whole freedom of speech and how they're allowed to practice freedom of speech. Any country that says you're allowed to practice freedom of speech, followed with a but, is reason for concern. So I don't think the UK is entirely as free as a lot of the Brits might think they are, or maybe they don't. I don't know, but they are definitely not as free as the United States, but they're kind of free. And I really like the fact that Boris Johnson has said, listen, we're not going to go as tyrannical as our friends over the United States. And I'm hoping that Joe Biden will get the freaking hint. I'm hoping that the Democrats will say, you know what? Maybe we should kind of back off, too, because of what's going on in the UK. Maybe we don't want the discriminatory attention that's going to come to this. You know, this is actually the one time where I'm actually happy to play the race baiting card. I'm actually happy for people to throw the discrimination card out there. Because, listen, I don't know what's going to get it through these people's head that something's got to give. This is not constitutional. It's not just. It's not legal. And I'm glad that we're now seeing this happen over across the pond. What do the American people, or what do the people have to say about this? Well, there's plenty of support for this. John says, people, listen, just stop going to places that want a passport. Then those businesses complain to the government that they are going broke. Let them complain to the government that they're going to go broke once we stop supporting all of these people who require the vaccine passport. It's up to us at the end of the day whether to make or break these businesses. And I completely agree. Just stop going to them. I will not support any business that requires a passport of any kind, whether the government mandates it or not. I will not support any private business that requires a passport. I will not go to concerts. I will not go to restaurants. And anybody who requires a mask at this point, I think, is just freaking insane. I think they are detached from reality. I will definitely not be supporting them. So, John, you're absolutely right. The way that we break these people, the way that we break these businesses, is by hitting them where it counts, their bottom line. We can make them go broke. William says, finally, Boris Johnson is realizing the strong people of his great country are capable of taking care of themselves. They have proven their strength for hundreds of years. Yes, they have. And I admire the Brits. I really do. I admire the Brits for coming out in every occasion here in numbers. I mean, they fight. I lived in the UK. I lived in London for a few years. I've seen the Brits come out in numbers, and I've seen them aggressively fight for their causes. They make the Americans look like wussies, to be honest. Compared to the Brits, compared to the French right now, the American people are very cowardly, and they're not exercising their own freedoms of speech, their own constitutional rights. Out of all the countries in the world, we, the American people, should be the ones out there leading the charge, showing the world that what's going on is not acceptable. And we haven't done it. I've been very disappointed in the American people over the last few months, over the last year. So I'm glad to see that the UK has stepped up, that France has stepped up, that Germany has stepped up. Australia is a lost freaking cause. Canada, I don't know. We're about to see what happens with Canada. But it's good to see our allies across the pond start to fight this really aggressively. But you wouldn't know that here in the United States because the media just doesn't show it. The mainstream media doesn't show any of it, which is disgusting. It's disgusting that we are censoring and hiding and shadow banning any piece of content that our tyrannical government doesn't agree with today. We'll show you more of that footage as it surfaces. You guys can check back. You made it political. You better believe we are going to show you everything that the mainstream media does not show you. Nicki Minaj is trending on Twitter right now because of her tense exchange with an MSNBC host over the COVID vaccine scolding. It's great to see more public figures and celebrities like Nicki Minaj say, hey, listen, back off, okay? I'm not for these passports. I'm not for the mandate. I'm not even for the vaccine right now. And anybody who has a problem with it can unfollow me. I don't care. So the whole thing started when Nicki Minaj took to Twitter and she said, listen, people, I am not getting vaccinated for the Met. The Met Gala is apparently the annual fashion equivalent to the Oscars. So we've got the Met Gala coming up. Nicki Minaj is not going. She said, they want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grips your head and face. I'm not sure if she's being sarcastic there. Doesn't really sound too attractive. I think she's trying to have a dig at these people. Not that loose one. Or maybe she's being serious. I don't know. All I know is that Nicki Minaj is not cooperating for the Met. She is not going to run out and get vaccinated just because the Met Gala told her to. And I applaud Nicki for this. I've always loved Nicki Minaj. I think she's one of the good guys or girls in this instance. Cardi B, I have an issue with. Cardi B, I can't stand. Clearly, she doesn't fight for the right. Nicki Minaj does. And she said, listen, I'm not going to get vaccinated just to go to an event. I mean, this is just ludicrous. And there's other celebrities that are coming out now as well who are also firing back over the COVID scandal. So Nicki Minaj also went a little bit further with the whole thing and said as well, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. Very scary what's going on here. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. And listen, that's all anybody's asking for. That's all we're asking for. So let's listen to MSNBC host slam Cardi B. Slam Cardi B saying, listen, you got a platform, sister. Use it for the right reasons. Let's have a listen.
And people like Nicki Minaj, I have to say this. You have a platform, sister, that is 22 million followers. Okay, I have 2 million followers. You have 22 million followers on Twitter. For you to use your platform to encourage our community to not protect themselves and save their lives, my God, sister, you could do better than that. You got that platform. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that you got that, that people listen to you. And they listen to you more than they listen to me. For you to use your platform to put people in the position of dying from a disease they don't have to die from, oh, my God. As a fan, as a hip-hop fan, as somebody who was your fan, I'm so sad.
See, and this is the problem that we're facing today. We have all of these left-wing hosts, these journalists, attacking people like Nicki Minaj, saying, you've got a platform, use it for the right reasons. Well, I think she is using it for the right reasons. Who's it? Who gives the left the authority to say how we use our platforms? Who gives people like this MSNBC host the right to say, Nicki, you're using your platform for the wrong reasons? No, I actually think Nicki Minaj is using her platform for exactly the right reasons. So she came back swinging against that, saying, listen, I'm actually using it for the right reasons. This is how I'm going to use my platform to warn people against COVID. Or to not warn them against it, but to bring up the concerns that I have. To say, hey, listen, something seriously is wrong with my cousin. Or something seriously wrong with a friend of mine. And this is why my cousin's not getting it. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. That's what she's using her platform for. She's not using it to kill people, as this freaking left-wing lunatic MSNBC host just said. She's using her platform to say, hey, you use your platform for whatever you want to. If you want to promote it, that's fine. I'm going to use my platform to raise awareness. I'm going to use my platform to let you all know that I will not be going to the Met Gala because I am not vaccinated, and no event is going to force the vaccination on me. Therefore, I'm out. I'm out. I'm not getting it. And it's not up to anybody to shame or slam anybody for using their platform for whatever way they want to use their platform. Nicki Minaj has 22 million followers. She has every right to tell her followers, hey, you guys stay strong. Don't let them bully you. If you want to get it, get it. If you don't, don't. She's not talking smack against it. She's just raising concerns for the fact that people are being bullied into something that they just might not want to do. So I think it's great from Nicki Minaj. I think it's great that she's taken a stance and that she's refusing to go to the gala dinner, the Met Gala. And I think more celebrities are going to follow this. I mean, I love hearing what a lot of the country music singers are saying. They've canceled their tours. They've said any venue that requires this passport, I'm not playing it. It violates our constitutional rights and it violates everything I stand for. So it's great to see that celebrities across the country, music artists, public figures are using their platforms for exactly the right reasons to defend our constitutional rights and our freedom of speech. So Joy Reid is getting a lot of kickback, a lot of pushback on social media. Ali says, who the hell does Joy Reid think she is? Is everyone supposed to follow in lockstep what the left dictates? Hey, Joy, in case MSNBC didn't tell you, people have their own opinions and can use their own platform to use it in any way they want. 100% absolutely right. And that's exactly what I think these people should be using their platforms for. Sylvia says she didn't say she wasn't getting it, just wanted to do some research first. Nothing wrong with that. How dare these people constantly think their belief is right and above anyone else's? And exactly, why do these people, why do the left think it's their way or the highway? Who gave them full reign to dictate over the lives of every American citizen? You don't hear the right saying it's my way or the highway, do you? I don't. But I constantly see it out of the left. Notice how they push their agenda politely at first, which we all know was BS. And then when they were done pushing their agenda politely, they said the voluntary phase is over. Hold on a second. What happened to the whole, hey, listen, do your neighbor a favor. Get it. We're not going to force it on you. We're just going to ask you nicely to maybe consider your fellow Americans. Okay, fair enough. Still not getting it. Thank you. I appreciate the suggestion. I appreciate the recommendation. Well, then the Democrats think, oh, shit, that's not working. We need to force this on them now. So de Blasio comes out and says, well, sorry, guys, the voluntary phase is over. What do you mean the voluntary phase is over, Bill? I wasn't ever asking you, to be honest, and I'm still not getting it. You can freaking call it whatever you want. You can go into full blown dictator mode for all I care. People still aren't going to get it because, yes, Bill, the voluntary phase is still very much intact. So they shrugged off Bill Blasio. Then Biden comes out swinging. We're going to get nasty. We're going to now make OSHA do the dirty work. We're going to make OSHA be our little lapdog and go around and be the watchdog for private businesses and demand and enforce that any business over 100 people force the vaccine on their employees. So it is very much my way or the highway. They try to make you believe or think they're the nice guys, that they want, that they're doing this for you. They're not doing anything for us. When the hell have the Democrats ever done anything for anyone else but the Democrats? Black Lives Matter, perfect example. They've never done anything for the black community. The only time you ever see the Democrats support the black community is every 4 years, about 8 to 10 months before the election. They rally the black community up. They get everybody, they throw race bait cards out. They get everybody hating each other. They get the right and the left hating each other. And they put on a big front that it's all about the black communities for their votes. Then once they get their votes, we don't hear from the Democrats for another 4 years. It happens every single 4 years. To be honest, I don't think it's going to happen again in 2024. I think the black community is finally seeing the Democrats' true colors. I think even the Democrats have seen the Democrats' true colors. A lot of these Democrats are thinking, hold on a second, you guys have gone way too far left now. Like, we got to pull the plug on this. And it's happening. Even Democratic senators, congressmen and women are starting to think, you know what? This is a little bit outside my comfort zone right now. Could we rein this nonsense back in? And if we don't, I'm going to probably have to start going up against you myself, which is what we're now starting to see throughout the country. So it's great to see that Nicki Minaj is not taking any slack from anybody, and she now is going up against COVID scoldings, and she's sticking to her guns, and she will not be attending the Met Gala this year because they are requiring vaccination passports. So I think it's great. I applaud Nicki, and I'd like to see more people, I'd like to see more celebrities do the same exact thing. So Nicki Minaj isn't the only one going up against the tyrannical left. As we know, we've seen DeSantis. DeSantis fight hard. More governors are jumped on board. DeSantis is promising fines now. DeSantis is going to fine local governments who implement vaccine mandates. And you know DeSantis is going to do it. You know he's absolutely going to do it because we've seen what he's done in the public school system. And he won. He's won it. He's won it in court. He said anybody, any school that imposes these mask mandates, Any school that enforces it will be fined. Well, schools went up against DeSantis and said, you can't do that. That's not right. And they lost in court. DeSantis wins once again. So DeSantis is now confidently taking his model of, I will fine anybody who defies these my executive orders. He's confidently now taking that to the business sector because of what he just won in the public school system. He's now saying, anybody who goes up against us, anybody who implements a vaccine mandate is going to get fined. It is 100% against Florida executive orders. It's against our Florida Constitution, and we will not stand for it. So DeSantis is now going up against it. And I feel like he's going to win this one, just like he won the public school system lawsuits, being able to fine anybody who actually enforces a mask mandate. So you are not allowed in Florida to enforce a mask mandate in the public schools or even in the private school sector. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced on Monday that local governments that attempt to implement fundamentally wrong, because that's what they are fundamentally wrong, vaccine requirements will be subject to $5,000 fines. So he's basically saying, hey, Joe, screw you. I'm not following your little BS, OSHA, whatever, scapegoat mandate. If you try it here in Florida, I'm going to override you and I'm going to fine everybody $5,000. So you got to love DeSantis for just constantly going up against every tyrannical measure that Biden throws at every single state. If a government agency in the state of Florida forces a vaccine as a condition of employment, that violates Florida law, and you will face a $5,000 fine for every single violation, DeSantis went on to say. He added that such requirements for vaccination would cause individuals to be cast aside and that vaccination should be a personal choice based upon individual health. You don't just cast aside people who have been serving faithfully over this issue, over what's basically a personal choice on their individual health, he continued. We cannot let these folks be cast aside. We cannot allow their jobs to be destroyed. So Republican governors, including DeSantis, have vowed to fight the Biden administration in court on the newly unveiled vaccination mandate for federal workers and certain private businesses with 100 or more employees. The White House is defending. They continue to defend the overreaching mandate as lawful under the guise of public health. And that's exactly what it is. It's a guise. It's a disguise. That's what it is. Okay. They are completely in the wrong here. We know they are. We know they are. And Kristi Noem, DeSantis, Abbott, and others are all jumping on board, the anti-passport bandwagon. And they are going to shut these people down. The UK, if you're just joining us right now, we open up the show highlighting the fact that Boris Johnson over in the UK has eliminated the passport amid growing discrimination lawsuits or mounting discrimination lawsuits. It's only a matter of time before it comes here to the United States, especially when we have so many governors fighting this passport. The American people are obviously very happy about this. They're applauding DeSantis. Fight tyranny. Lots of comments coming in. We'll refresh this so we can get a few more comments right now. This story broke only just a few hours ago on townhall.com. Mary says, yes, I wish every state would stand for their people. Adam says, this depends on the law. has a severability clause. I would have to read the law to see. If there is none, then the fines are unconstitutional since one part of the law is blocked. I don't think so, Adam. I think what's unconstitutional is the fact that Biden is threatening, or OSHA is threatening, a $14,000 fine per offense. And you want to know what the most disgusting part about this whole thing is? OSHA. And I'm going to play you guys a quick video here. I'm going to play you a video of OSHA, or of Lara Logan. So Lara Logan on Fox News. Biden is actually telling OSHA to hide info on vaccine side effects. He's actually telling OSHA, their little lapdog, to hide info on vaccine side effects. Let's take a look at that video of Lara Logan on Fox News.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, was established in the 1970s to inspect workplaces and establish standards to prevent industrial accidents. But starting this summer, the Biden administration gave OSHA a new role. Joe Biden told OSHA to start hiding information from the public to promote the COVID vaccine. Until this summer, OSHA required employers to retain records of any worker who suffered a serious side effect from the vaccine. Then in June, OSHA's guidance suddenly changed to this. Quote, OSHA will not enforce federal recording requirements that require any employers to record worker side effects from COVID-19 vaccination.
So I just want to stop it right here, right on this slide. This is the most insane thing I've ever heard, I've ever seen. So OSHA's supposed to run around and bust employers who are not forcing a vaccine mandate on their employees. But they're not being enforced to record requirements to any employers to they're not forcing any employers to record worker side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine. Do you guys see what's going on here? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is how corrupt this entire situation is. And this is why we say Biden is actually telling OSHA to hide info on vaccine side effects. Because in one hand, you're telling OSHA to go and enforce this on employers, to force vaccine on their employees. But on the other hand, you're saying, but if there's any side effects, you don't need to record those. This is as fraudulent as it gets. This is disgusting. But this is what's actually happening right now here in America.
That was a major change, especially since we're still learning so much about these vaccines and their possible side effects. Just hours ago, for example, The Telegraph in Britain reported that, quote, teenage boys are 6 times more likely to suffer from heart problems from the vaccine than be hospitalized from COVID-19. And in Israel, where more than 80% of adults are vaccinated, COVID cases are spiking. Israel now has one of the world's highest daily infection rates. So what explains that? In his remarks to the nation, Joe Biden didn't answer that. Instead, he put OSHA, the same agency that's been hiding evidence of vaccine side effects, in charge of forcing millions of Americans to take the COVID vaccine. Joe Biden didn't even bother to ask Congress. He said the new mandate is justified because COVID is a, quote, emergency. Then he walked away without taking questions once again. But let's look at the facts. On average, more than 98% of COVID-19 patients in the United States survive. That number is well over 99% for every age group, except for the very elderly, whether they're vaccinated or not.
So this is just, it's like every day that you listen to these politicians speak, and then you listen to these journalists uncover what's really going on behind the scenes, it's frightening. And it's, you know, we really have to take it upon ourselves now to do our own research. We have to. And I've been saying this since I started this show last year, November. If you don't do your own research, you're going to get caught out. You're going to get caught out. You're going to be left behind. You're going to get yourself into trouble. You've got to do your own research. You've got to look at all angles here. You've got to, you know, if the Biden administration puts OSHA in charge, you have to investigate exactly what OSHA is doing across the spectrum. Not just the fact that OSHA is now going to enforce employers to force their employees to get the mandate, but also that they do not have to report side effects. So that's a big red flag to me, as is so many of these stories that we dig deep and uncover. So OSHA is actually hiding the fact, or allowing employers to hide the fact, that a lot of these people that they're going to force to be vaccinated, they're saying, but you don't have to report the side effects. So the double standards continue. It's a very, very fraudulent and corrupt situation that the Biden administration is now forcing on employers. And I don't see it ending until enough employers say, you know what, Joe, we are not doing this. We are not playing this game. Because at the end of the day, who is going to take care of these employees from the side effects? There are going to be side effects. There are always side effects. With every drug, with every vaccine, there's side effects. So who's going to be taking care of these people? Are the employers? Nope, because they were forced to by OSHA. Is OSHA going to be paying for the damages done from these vaccines? Nope, because this was a mandate by the Biden administration. Is the Biden administration going to pay for these? Who's going to pay for these? We know that the pharmaceutical companies have full immunity here. They are not liable whatsoever for any side effects. So everybody has gotten out of this situation scot-free. Nobody can sue anybody over these side effects, these potential side effects. You can't sue OSHA. You can't sue your employer. You can't sue the Biden administration. You can't sue the pharmaceutical companies. So why on earth would anybody be okay with any of this? Why would they bend over to this? Yet Americans are lining up left, right, and center for the jab. But I don't think they're going to be lining up for their COVID booster shots, because even the FDA is warning now. The FDA officials are now resigning, and they are reportedly resigning over White House handling of the COVID vaccine, and they're warning against booster shots for all. So the FDA is saying, listen, I don't think this booster situation is really necessary. They don't think it's necessary. And Biden even jumped the gun and said, you know what? I don't care what the FDA thinks about anything anymore. Big Pharma told me we got to hit our sales target. Therefore, booster shots are mandatory. Why are booster shots mandatory? Is it because the vaccine doesn't work? Maybe. That's probably the most likely situation. Or is it because enough Americans aren't getting the vaccine? Therefore, Big Pharma sales targets are down. So they're trying to make up for it by saying, how do we hit our sales target here? Well, why don't we now try to hit up those who got vaccinated with a booster shot, because the booster shot will pay us more money. Let's go double and triple dip or double and triple down on those who got vaccinated with a booster shot, because we know the unvaccinated aren't going to probably get vaccinated at this point. I think they've made it very clear. So how can we get more money out of those who've got vaccinated? Go hit them up with a booster shot. And this is where even the FDA is saying, hold on a second. We're not okay with this. We're not okay with this. And we really think we need to put the brakes on this entire situation. But our tyrannical government, Joe Biden and the Democrats, they want nothing to do with listening to the FDA anymore. I barely even see Fauci. How come Fauci has suddenly disappeared? He hasn't really been in the media that much lately. The only thing I've really seen Fauci discuss lately is that he believes that a travel passport may be necessary. Notice how the media put that up there. But they're not putting Fauci talking against the COVID booster shots, which he is, and I've highlighted on this show quite a few times. Fauci is not for the COVID boosters, and you won't find media clips of him actually promoting it or condoning it at this stage. It's because he genuinely doesn't believe there's enough evidence or data yet to be recommending these booster shots, and neither do FDA officials. So FDA officials are actually resigning over this. Available evidence doesn't yet indicate a need for COVID-19 vaccine booster shots among the general population, an international group of scientists said on Monday, including two senior FDA officials reportedly stepping down from their posts over a disagreement with the White House on the administration of booster shots. So Marion Gruber is a director of the FDA's Office of Vaccine Research and Review, and her deputy director. So we've got the director and the deputy director set to leave in October and November. They published a viewpoint in The Lancet on Monday, along with other experts worldwide, arguing that the COVID-19 vaccines remain effective in preventing severe disease, including against the highly transmissible and dominant Delta variant. So they're arguing now against the boosters. And they're quitting. They're leaving in October. You got the director and the deputy director of the FDA's Office of Vaccines Research and Review are both quitting. And it just goes to show, that this entire thing is falling apart. This entire thing is crumbling right now, which leads me to believe that this whole vaccine passport within the private sector is going to get destroyed. It's going to absolutely get destroyed. Big Pharma's whole plan is crumbling at the helm. Gruber, the director of the FDA's research and research division, Gruber and Krauss and other authors urged caution over drawing conclusions about vaccine efficacy from preliminary observational studies possibly affected by confounding and selective reporting to inform the country's booster shot rollout. So they are speaking out against this, and they're saying, listen, people, we don't have enough evidence here to be pushing the booster shots as aggressively as the Biden administration is. They've warmed against it. So why is Biden continuing to push this on everybody? What's the point? I mean, you have FDA officials coming out against it. Why aren't we haven't been following the science for ever, pretty much. We've never followed the science. And at first, Fauci and the FDA was on board with it, but even they're starting to really not like the direction this is headed. So why aren't 81 million Americans still dead set against getting vaccinated? Well, it's because of this exact reason, that every single day, the FDA flip-flops. Every day, the CDC flip-flops. Biden administration flip-flops. Fauci flip-flops on what we're supposed to be doing. So we've lost faith in our healthcare system. We've lost trust. We don't even know who to trust at this point. Susan says, it changes every day. I think most of us wouldn't be so hesitant if it would stay consistent for a while. And that's exactly my point. It's not consistent. Linda says, didn't everybody know that Biden is a doctor and what he says is the truth? Dawn said, I lived with somebody who had a mild case of it and never got it. I have had two vaccines and my arm still hurts off and on. So I am passing on this booster. It scares me that healthcare workers are losing their jobs because they don't want the vaccine. Yesterday, I actually reported in New York, a hospital is shutting down an entire maternity ward because 30 staffers just quit. What's going on here, America? You have healthcare providers quitting in droves by the tens of thousands across the country. Just here in upstate New York at a specific hospital, 30 to 40% of nursing professionals are going to get fired come September 27th. Why are they so adamant on rejecting this vaccine? Why are they so dead set against it that they're actually willing to lose their jobs over it? It's got to raise a big red massive flag. Whether you've gotten it or not is neither here or there. If you've gotten it, it's too late. You're stuck with your decisions. That's fine. And again, I'm not judging. All I've ever said is, people, I would do a little bit more research. I would wait a little bit longer before you roll up your sleeve and hop in line just because Joe Biden and the village idiot Fauci said to. I mean, that just was never a good enough reason for me. I didn't think I was being that unreasonable to suggest that, hey, maybe you all should wait until the trials are over in 2023. Maybe you guys should just wait for a little bit more data to come in. Maybe we should see what the side effects are first. And now, even the vaccinated are starting to think, you know what? We should probably have listened to you guys, because we're starting to freak out a little bit here when we see doctors and nurses across the country quit and lose their income. I mean, these people need to pay their bills just like you and I need to pay our bills. Why are they that dead set against the jab? So much so that they're willing to lose their jobs. What do they know that we don't know? So yesterday I did an entire live on this. Go back and check it out. But one of the most astonishing things that I saw out of all the hospitals that nurses and doctors are quitting, the most astonishing thing that I saw was the fact that hospitals are being forced now to close entire maternity wards down because they don't even have enough staff to deliver these babies. That's when you know it's time to start paying attention and start asking more questions. Why? What's going on here that these medical professionals are quitting? FDA officials are warning against booster shots. Fauci said we don't have enough data yet. Yet Biden and the Democrats and the tyrannical government that's in charge right now won't let it go. All because Big Pharma and the teachers' unions have too much to gain. They'd rather literally sacrifice your life than wait for trials to be over. All so Big Pharma can make another $1 billion. We'll be right back after this break.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping. Whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer, you want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
All right, welcome back. If you're just joining us here today on this beautiful, another beautiful Tuesday morning here in upstate New York or wherever you are throughout the country, I hope you guys are having good weather because we're having a beautiful end of the summer, nice transition to the fall. But if you're just joining us here on the show, we spoke a lot about the fact that FDA officials are warning Americans they don't believe the booster shot is necessary. Nicki Minaj is said, I'm not attending the Met Gala coming up because I don't agree with the fact that we need to be vaccinated. So you have media celebrities, you've got politicians, you've got governors, you've got FDA officials, and even nurses and doctors, everybody across the country warning us of the side effects, warning us that we are losing our constitutional rights, warning us that we are losing our freedoms. And I think more and more Americans are starting to finally wake up to the fact that, you know what? This may have been propaganda the entire time. There may have been a hidden agenda here. And I think we're all starting to ask the questions that should have been asked a year ago, but at least they're being asked today. We're going to now continue today with a more democratic tyranny, okay? As if the whole passport situation wasn't tyrannical enough. We've got Senator Warren now ripping Amazon, and she is now trying to... She is now trying to come out against Amazon and censor any books that talk against COVID-19. She wants to actually get Amazon to censor views for quote unquote misinformation. So she's trying to control the narrative, as the Democrats do. Warren ripped for trying to censor views she doesn't like. So what are these views that I'm talking about? Well, Senator Elizabeth Warren sent a letter to Amazon CEO Andy Jassy. Okay, we know that Bezos has stepped down. So she sent a letter to Amazon CEO Andy Jassy demanding that Amazon uses its algorithm to throttle the sale of books she characterized as spreading COVID-19 misinformation. Not surprised at all. This is what the Democrats do. They are putting their tyrannical tyranny on full display here. And that's what they continue to do. They're now trying to get Amazon to use its algorithm to shut down books or the sale of books that she characterizes as spreading COVID-19 misinformation. So first of all, how the hell do you enforce something like this? Okay. And who is Elizabeth Warren to decide what books are misinformation and what's not? This goes back to what certain politicians have tried to do to social media by shutting down certain misinformation posts. Well, who's going to judge what constitutes as misinformation? So Warren is now trying to take this whole misinformation to a whole new level, and she wants Amazon to start shutting down books that discuss maybe the dangers or the fraud behind COVID-19 or their opinions. After pulling up search results on Amazon for various COVID-19 and vaccine related terms, Warren's team claims many of the books that came up were based on falsehoods. Okay, so now I guess Elizabeth Warren's team are the experts, and they can just look at titles and know within 2 seconds what constitutes as falsehoods. Nice try, Senator Warren. I don't think that's going to hold, and I don't think Amazon's going to really care about what you or your team have to say about people's opinions, because that's all they are at the end of the day. They are simply people's opinions. They go on to say, quote, this pattern and practice of misbehavior suggests that Amazon is either unwilling or unable to modify its business practices to prevent the spread of falsehoods for the sale of inappropriate products, an unethical, unacceptable, and potentially unlawful course of action from one of the nation's largest retailers. No, Warren, it has nothing to do with anything you said. It has to do with people wanting to voice their opinions. If I want to write a book on the fact that I think COVID has been the biggest scamdemic in the history of pandemics, that's my right. If I want to scream from the rooftops that COVID-19 is a total freaking hoax or it's been overplayed, that's my right. Doesn't mean you have to agree with me. You don't have to read the book. But you can't tell Amazon to change its algorithm to make sure my book doesn't get read just because it doesn't line up with your views, which is what Senator Warren is doing. So now we're supposed to just let the Democrats dictate to Amazon what books should be shown in their search results? Well, if that was the case, we'd see Mao Zedong, Chinese Communist Party, and other tyrannical books flood the first page of Amazon if it was up to the Democrats to decide what we read. That's called communism, people. What she is suggesting here is 100% tyranny and communism. I mean, it's not even an exaggeration anymore. She is literally trying to get Amazon to show you books that the Democrats want you to see rather than what the people want to see, rather than what's selling best in the United States of America. I'd expect this kind of situation. I'd expect North Korea, even China, definitely China, to participate in these sort of activities, but not in the United States. I don't know what Warren was thinking. I mean, I don't know if these Democrats, I just don't know what's going through their head anymore when they come up with these outrageous statements and they wonder why they're losing support from the American people. And it's no wonder that Donald Trump is now coming out and everybody who asks him, everyone who asks Trump, hey, Trump, are you running? He says, I can't answer that right now due to campaign finance laws, but you're going to be very happy with the decision. And he's recently come out and said Biden is basically forcing him to run in 2024. We know Trump's going to run. He said, he was down on 9/11. He was on the ground there going precinct to precinct. Somebody asks Trump, one of the officers said, hey, you going to run? He said, well, I can't disclose that right now, but you're going to be very, very happy with my answer. And we've heard this from Trump quite a few times now. So the fight for 2024, Trump suggests Biden is basically now so bad as a president, he just continues to fail over and over again. Everything from his handling of the distribution of the vaccine to the evacuation of Afghanistan, he's just screwed up every single day of his presidency. I don't think Joe Biden has done a single thing right. I really don't. I mean, in his first day, he killed 40,000 plus jobs. When he wiped out the Keystone Pipeline project with the stroke of a pen, and he hasn't stopped since. I don't know anybody who actually likes this guy anymore. Tomorrow, I'll be sure to pull up a poll for you all to prove to you just how disgusted not just the Republicans are anymore, but pretty much most Democrats. He is rating horrifically in the polls, and Trump's now saying, you know what? Biden's pretty much leaving me with no choice here. He's leaving me with no choice. So you better believe we're going to see Trump make an announcement any day now. He's ramping up rallies across America. He's got two more rallies now scheduled in America. And we're going to see that. I think we're going to see an announcement soon. I really do. I think we're going to see an announcement soon. I think we're going to see Trump. Let us know that he's going to run. I mean, how could he not? He's got to run. We need to see Trump run. We need somebody to take out this disastrous mess that we have in the White House right now. I think all the rhinos who voted for Biden are going to jump back on board the Make America Great bandwagon. I think you're going to see the moderate Democrats say, you know what, let's give Trump another try. I voted for the idiot in the White House right now that's destroying America. When I voted for Biden, I didn't mean to vote for tyranny, is what a lot of people are probably thinking right now. You better be sure I'll be voting for Trump again, as I always have, and I hope you guys do too, as and when he decides to run. Thank you so much for joining me today. We'll see you guys tomorrow, every day, here at 10 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.